USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The American flag at the White House back to flying at half-staff in honor of Senator John McCain, whose funeral is Sunday. The flag was lowered after McCain died Saturday, then raised, but now it's been lowered again. The Arizona Republican had a contentious relationship with President Trump. Leaders from both parties pushed to have all American flags at all government buildings at half-staff until McCain is buried Sunday at the Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis, Maryland. In other news, the president cuts a deal with Mexico and it sends stocks soaring.
They used to call it NAFTA. We're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. And we'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA.
As for the market, the Dow up 259, the NASDAQ up 71, and the S&P 500 up 22 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka saying John McCain, a true hero and a great statesman. Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment. Her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
I want to extend my deepest sympathies to the family of Senator John McCain, an American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
Ahead of John McCain's funeral, tributes continue to come in from around the world. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The long-serving legislator and the presidential candidate was remembered as a true friend of the Jewish state and a true supporter of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his condolences.
On this occasion, I wish to extend my condolences to the family of Senator John McCain, a great American patriot, a great friend of Israel.
Mr. McCain died on Saturday at his ranch in Arizona after a year-long battle with brain cancer. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An interesting poll out about how Democrats really feel about ICE. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Some liberals using it as a rallying cry for November's elections, but a new poll finds only a quarter of Democrats support eliminating Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Though even though they don't want to fully dismantle ICE, 57% of the Democrats surveyed in the Associated Press poll view the agency negatively, including three-quarters who describe themselves as liberal. Overall opinions about ICE are divided along those partisan lines. While a majority of Democrats view the agency negatively, Republicans largely have favorable views of ICE. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A treasure from the Titanic sold at auction for a nice price. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A pocket watch that was recovered from a passenger who died when the Titanic went down was sold at auction for $57,500. Heritage Auction says the watch had been recovered from a 34-year-old passenger named Sinai Cantor. He was a Russian immigrant who managed to get his wife, Miriam, to a lifeboat before he died in the freezing waters after the ship hit an iceberg in the Atlantic in 1909. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Watching your money now on Wall Street, the Dow up 259 points, the NASDAQ up 71, and the S&P 500 up 22. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.